Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Tuesday, 5th January 2021. Top stories for today. Tan Sri Anwar Musa has been sacked as Barisan Nasional BN Secretary General and to be replaced by Dato' Sri Ahmad Maslan effective immediately. UMNO sources informed that the decision was made by BN Chairman Dato' Sri Dr. Ahmad Zahid Hamidi in a special meeting at the World Trade Center Kuala Lumpur today. The prosecution in Dato' Sri Najib Tun Razak's One Malaysia Development Berhad 1MDB case has urged the High Court to impose a strict warning on the former Prime Minister for attacking former Bank Negara Malaysia Governor Tan Sri Dr. Zeti Akhtar Aziz, who is a witness, on his Facebook. Senior Deputy Public Prosecutor Dato' Sri Gopal Sri Ram brought up the matter before Justice Colin Lawrence Sequeira following an online comment by Najib posted last December 29 regarding Zeti, who allegedly received money from 1MDB. The Yang Dipertuan Agong Al Sultan Abdullah Riayatuddin Al Mustafa Billah Shah today expressed his sympathy to flood victims, particularly in the states of Pahang, Terengganu, Kelantan, Johor, Perak and Selangor. In a statement issued by Istana Negara today, Al Sultan Abdullah has called on the relevant authorities, especially the National Disaster Management Agency, NADMA, to continue helping the victims in the flood-hit states. Perikatan Nasional has appointed 14 State Liaison Committee BPN Chairman today, including Prime Minister Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin as Johor BPN Chairman. PM Secretary General Dato' Sri Hamzah Zainuddin, in a statement on his Facebook page, said all appointments were made by PM Chairman after a meeting with PM Supreme Council. In a statement, former PKR Deputy President Dato' Sri Mohamad Azmin Ali will lead Selangor, past Vice President Dato' Sri Ahmad Samsuri Mokhtar will lead Terengganu, while Bersatu Deputy President, the newly ousted Perak Menteri Besar Dato' Sri Ahmad Faizal Azumu, was chosen to lead his state. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson on Monday ordered England into a new national lockdown to contain a surge in COVID-19 cases that threatens to overwhelm parts of the health system before a vaccine program reaches a critical mass. Johnson said a new, more contagious variant of the coronavirus, first identified in the United Kingdom and now present in many other countries, was spreading at great speed and immediate action was needed to slow it down. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.